Learning Masechtas Gittin Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, and we are starting three lines from the top of Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbana. Hareze Gitei Chamnas Shetasham Shiyas Abba Shtei Shonim. Someone gives a get to his wife. He says, I'm making a Tanai. Do you have to be Mashamash my father for 2 years? Or, Vamanash Tanikis B'ni Shtei Shonim. Amanas, that you nurse my son for 2 years? So it says over here in the Braisa, Afish Loinis Gayim Atanai, even though he never kept the Tanai, she never kept the Tanai, Hareze Get. What was pshat? She didn't keep the tanai. Fishloi amalah im tishamshi im tloi tishamshi. They never made a tanai kafel. He never said that if you take care of my father to get and loi tishamshi loi. The same thing by hanaka im taniki im loi taniki. He never spoke out if you do hanaka or not. He never did the tanai kafel. The rabbi Meir holds if you don't have a tanai kafel and the maisa is kayim and the tanai is bottle and therefore you never get. That's what Meir should do. Then it depends. This guy in the Tanai raises get, I'm loving it get. You have to keep the Tanai. Chum hold, you don't need a Tanai kafel. Comes to Shem Gamil and he says something else. Shem Gamil, Eimer, Ein lecha Tanai b'ksuvim she'ein a kafel. There's no such thing as a Tanai in the Torah that's not kafel. Now, what is Shem Gamil coming to say? Who's he coming to argue? Who's he coming to add on to? Igadamri l'Ramei kamalei. Some say he's going talking to Ramea. V'igadam l'Rabbanu kamalei. And some say he's talking to Rabban. Igadam l'Ramea kamalei. V'ach kamalei. This is telling Ramea, are you holding your Tanai kafel? Ein lecha Tanai v'ksuvim she'ein a kafel. V'hav lei shnei ksuvim abon ke'echod v'chol shnei ksuvim v'agadim v'lamdim. The first pshat of Shem Willi is he's telling to Ramea, how can you say you need a Tanai kafel? Every time the Torah brings in a Tanai, it says a Tanai kafel. For example, Rashi gives a few examples. One example is Rashi gives is by Avram Avinu, when he made Eliezer swear that he's not going to go to the Benoist Canaan for a wife for Yitzchak. So he says, you have to take a shvua, you're not going to take from Benoist Canaan. But he says that if you go to Charan and no one wants to come with you, then oz tinokim alasi, then the shvua won't be there. He said both ways. That if you have to make a shvua, you're gonna go, and if it doesn't work out, there's no shvua. So you see, it's not kafel. Same thing by a site that Rashi gives example. He say im shachav, if you mizana, then you're gonna get this einish. If not, it will be hinoki. And the same thing he brings from Yeshaya. It says, "Toivu v'shematem, imtamanu v'marisem." You see, always there's tanai kafel in the Torah. Therefore, Shmuel Mill says, "Since it's always tanai kafel in the Torah, so therefore it's shnei ksuvim v'ankechad, shnei ksuvim v'echadim v'lamdin." Shloisha definitely there is a v'lamdin. Even on the Yomah, shnei ksuvim v'echadim v'lamdin by Shloisha a v'lamdin for sure. That's for sure. That's the yeah. What?
Why is the kafel megam and Reuven if Avram was much earlier?
What's a good question. No, that wasn't a case of there was not sure shvua. That's a tanai. That's punk that says two ways. It says both ways. I'm not sure exactly what it was. A shvua. It wasn't a maisa. It wasn't a nesina. It wasn't a matana. It wasn't the same thing. Like upon it, you find every time in the Torah no machlal lav at the shemei hain. If you wanted to say it the correct way, I'll pee the Gemara in Kedushin. There's not really a tanai. It's not really you have. You didn't give a matana with a tanai. It wasn't the case there. There was Michal Lava to Shemaya Hain. Shailas, you see here, if I say this way, they mean the other way. And the Torah always speaks out both ways. So you see that you always have to speak it out. So it means you're not, you see, even though you don't learn out. If you learn it out, just say one place at Tanakh Kafel. And everyone else, I know, you need a double. Kamash Alon, that Eim Alam, and that's Meshuvim Mil's Taina to the Rameh. And some say it's Taina the Rabbanon. Ikudam the Rabbanon Kamel, Vach Kamel Hu. Eim Lecha Tanai Beksuvim She'ena Kafel, Vigamina Menayu. The opposite. He's saying, since the Torah always says Tanai Kafel, that must be the correct way to go. I learn out from there. I am a lamdim. So Rashi says, if you look at the Gemara in Kedushin, there's a tzrichas for all these cases. Balak upon him, so that's two ways that learn Shem Gamil. But in any case, we have here Machlekes Ramei and the Rabbanon if it's Tanai Kafel, and Shalom Shem Gamil supporting Ramei or supporting Chum. Raminu, I'm going to ask you a stira, Ramei or Rabbanon, Rabbanon. Remember, Ramei says over here that if you don't keep the Tanai, no problem, it's a good get. The Rabbanon say you have to keep the Tanai. The Tanai, let's say, to take care of the father of 2 years. Rav Meir says, even if you don't keep the Tanai, it's a good get. If you're a Rabbanon, not. Rav Minu, I'll raise a Gidech Anash Tam Shiyas Abba Sheshonim. Give a get, I'm going to ask, take care of my father of 2 years. I'm going to ask, Nikas Benish Sheshonim. Take care of my son, to nurse my son for 2 years. Mesa Abba Mesa Ben, if the father or son died, ain't a get, the Rav Meir. It's not a get. You needed 2 years. You died for the 2 years. You didn't do your job, the Rav Meir. Even though you're not mekayim b'tanai, it's a good get because you're chaylish toima loy tenli avicha v'shamshenu. I'm here. You want me to take your father? I'll take your father. Father's dead. What should I do? Tenli v'nchav v'anikenu. I'll nurse your son. He's just not here. So that's what Chacham said. So it's a stira, Meir, Meir, Chacham. Kasha de Rav Meir, de Rav Meir. Why? Before Rav Meir says that you make a Tanai, you don't have to keep the Tanai. And here he says you do have to keep the Tanai, even if the father dies. And Kasha de Rabban at the bottom, before Rabban say that you have to keep the Tanai. And here he says, no, you can say I'm here. You don't have to keep the Tanai. So it's a stira. So Gemara says, no, it's not a stira. De Rav Meir, de Meir, like Kasha, Hosom, the Kafla Tanai. There you weren't going to make the Tanai Kafla. Halacha here, this price that we're talking about, but the kafla tonight, we made it tonight kafla. And Rabbanu Adabon like kasha, simple. The one like kasha, my chacham, the halacha, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. It's simple if you saw on yesterday's daf that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says in the Mishnah before, the Amar called kava shein emena raise a get, that anytime he is, or she is not the cause for the reason why there's no shamashus or hanaka, if she is the reason, then it's not a get. If she's not the reason, then it's not a problem. And therefore here, since the father died, she's not responsible, and therefore it is called a kiyama tonight. That's found this Rabbanah. So it comes out, really, this price of Chokas Rameh Rabbanah is really, the shayla is, do you hold off this din of kol ha-kava, she'ene mena, raise a get? It's not a stira, because we'll say, this is the one tonight kafel, and therefore everything stims.
It's called the kiyama tonight, you don't have to be mekayem tonight.
Right, you don't have to be mekayem tonight. Yeah, you don't have to be mekayem tonight. There's a way of saying it's a kiyama tonight, because harl
v'havacha.
At least one day.
Huh? We said yesterday, you have to at least one day in order to try to kick in.
Yeah, okay. It's not Clara, I'm Dakamar, it's the Gemara before that, and Mishnah before that, but I'll take your word for that. That you have to keep the one day in such a case. Well, saying if it's not his fault, it's not her fault, it could be the divided state. I don't know if you have to keep one day, but I don't remember that the Gemara says that. We had in the first case that we say, if you say Rosh Hashi Abba forever, there, even if you die, there we say Kuli Alma, if you die, it's a Kiyam. But there you have to do one day. That's the first Gemara, where it was open ended. I'm not sure why Shtei Shalom does such a halacha, but maybe. Why Shtei Shalom? Yeah?
No.
The first, we spoke that in the first case, not the second case. The second case, it could be, the Shtei Shalom is always a vart that he's saying, a certain thing I need. I need 2 years. So there, you can hear saying, if it's not that, okay, you can hear both ways. Okay. It doesn't make really enough being in this point here. So I'll talk about it. Tana Abonim. Om Allah B'fnesh Nai. If you say before two people, two Eidim. Now, usually the Tanai is not written in the get. Usually you give a get, the get's a regular get, and then you make a Tanai outside, Baal Peh. That's usually the way a Tanai works. So here, you have to do in front of Edom, obviously. If you don't do in front of Edom, she's walking out with a get. She has the get. She's divorced and not all. She doesn't have a kaimani tanai. Bring Edom that there was a tanai. So the story was here, Amar lo b'fnei shnayim, the husband says in front of two, Hareze gitech amanash tan sham, she's av beishonim. He said in front of two Edom, he said, I'm going to give this get. He didn't give it yet. He said, I'm going to give this get to my wife, but I'm making a tanai. 2 years service for my father. V'chaz of Amar lo b'fnei shnayim, then he goes and takes another two Eidim, and this time he gives it to her, and he says a different Tanai. He says, "Areze gitech amnash titli mesayim zuz. Amnash, you give me 200 zuz." The halacha is loy bittel divrei achron es harishon. The second Tanai is not about the first Tanai. Rotsa mesham shtoy rotsa mesayim zuz. What he means to do is he's giving her a choice. You can either service my father 2 years, or give him value of that, which is 200 zuz around. And either or, that's what he means to say. Because since he didn't go to the first Eidim and say, I'm a vatal that Tanai, so we assume that he's giving another choice. Maybe he's adding on, you have to do two things. So like Rashi speaks out, he didn't speak that out. So each Eidim gave a different Tanai, so therefore we look at it as two different options for her to get the get done. Either with Meshamesh's Abba 2 years, or giving 200 zuz.
Did the wife hear about the first tonight?
The wife? Yeah, the wife knew about it. Yeah. So it says Om Allah. He told her in front of Edim. He just didn't give it. He just didn't give the get over yet. Because once you give the why did Rashi have to speak that out? Because once he gave her the get with the tie, then you can't make a new tonight afterwards. The get's given, it's done. That's why Rashi says Om Allah first time was in front of her, but at a get. Rashi is like Mashallah b'fneihem. The Mashallah gar shallah b'hai tonight. Mashallah Mashallah b'tonight achrin. He can't do another thing, that's all. But about that, he told her, yeah. What about the next case? The next case is Amar Aval, Amar Lo Fnei Shnayim. If he says in front of two Eidim, Areze Gitech Amnash Shutlim Sayim Zuz. He says, here's a get, Amnash to give me 200 Zuz. Chaz Amar Lo Fnei Shnayim, Areze Gitech Amnash Shutlim Gimel Mei Zuz. Then he goes to the next two and says, here's, give the get to my wife here for 300 Zuz. You have to give me 300 Zuz. Then Bittel Di Acher Es Risha. Then you Mavatel, the second Tanai was Mavatel the first Tanai. Why? Because it makes no sense to say, either give me 200 Zuz or 300 Zuz. That doesn't make sense. So here, obviously, when you say 300 Zuz, you're being Oiker the first Tanai, and therefore, it's bottle the first night. The second night is the ikka tonight.
And he says the opposite.
He says the opposite, also lachar. Once you're saying the same type of idea.
Give me
you don't tell somebody, give me $300 or $200. Makes no sense. He didn't say and add it on. He would have said 500. He would have said 300 menais for the 200. So therefore, that's not a tzad either. Therefore, vaday bitl, vaday okala tanai kama. Rashi obviously thought it was so obvious, he didn't have to explain it. It says vaday okala tanai kama. It's vaday okala tanai. He didn't speak out to Sefes, and he didn't speak out, and it makes no sense to have a choice. It makes no sense. So that's a bitl. Then the Gemara says, that one of the first edim, second came mitzdarif to say that there's a tanai here. Frank Gemara, hey, ilay ma seifa. If it's on a second case, obviously I read bottle. The first edim don't even count. That tanai was bottle. Ella aresha, go on the resha. Saying the resha is like this: that on the resha you can't have one aid saying the tanai was 2 years service for the father, one aid saying 200 zuz, and then come together and say look, there's a tanai here because they're not the same edis. But the Gemara says pshita, obviously they're not the same edis. Moses says, no. Maybe because the advice they're both saying is this get was given with strings attached. There was a tanai. So maybe that's good enough. Kamash Lon, that's not a good enough Edim because the Maisa, they're saying two different type of Tanayim, and therefore it's not a good Edis.
Doesn't mean this guy was given a string attached. What's the string attached?
No, we're saying they're both being made that there was a Tanai here. And they're both saying the truth. Right. And so that would be the happening that we know now is a Tanai. What's a Tanai? Somehow you'd have to believe this Eid Echad. No one really speaks to that, how you believe the Eid Echad. But I guess that would be a Gila Mil Sabama that we know as a Tanai. This is just telling us what it is. Kamash Lon, no. The some of the Achareinim in the back bring a raya from here that you don't need. This big of a chag of Shuvah. We actually had to mention Agav and Mestechus Gittin about Shuvah and Karcha Shita. Do two Edim with Edis have to see the same exact Edis at the same time or not? They see two different Edis. That's the question. So it's mass from here. You don't have to have the same exact Edis at the same time. That's for sure. That wouldn't be a Havin if not. They have to be together at the same Edis. That's for sure. But like upon him, there's another Havin to be here tonight. If you look at the mitzvahs, it says, "V'kosh l'man de'om el." Daf lam gimel beis. We had in Gittin the beinan sheyiru shneim ke'echod. Then lo itzuch lashmina. Mitzarach lam shvilek of shuvah karcha. Helak of shuvah karcha holds. You don't have to see the edus at one time. Like from Dalvi to Havin, that's called the edus over here. Zok the Mishnah vayta. Hareze gitech and loybasi mekam esoyshim yoyim. Vayoholach miYehuda legal. Rashi is mevuyah in the Gemara, in the three lines in the bottom, that he mentioned that in the Tanai. He said, look, I'm going from here to Gaul. Gaul is a region. He's going to the region of Gaul. And if I don't be back, I'm not back for 30 days, here's a get. That's what he said. So it says in the Mishnah like this, Hagila Antifris, which we're learning right now, means if he reached Antifris, which is the first city in Gaul, and then he came back within 30 days, v'chazo, Batal Tanai. The Tanai is Batal. He already was Mekayim. He came back. He left, he went to Gaul, and he came back. So and now if he goes back to Gaul again and stays there for 4 years, there's no get, because he already came back. If he says, what about the opposite case? He says, here's a get, but don't come back in 30 days. He's going from Gaul Yehuda. He speaks of that, he's going from Gaul Yehuda. He gives the Kfar Sinai, which we thought meant the first city in Yehuda. He's ready to Mekayim. He came back. And if he goes back later on, it's not a problem. It's not a good get. A third case, he's going to Chutz La'aretz, and he reached Akoi, which right now we think means Chutz La'aretz, he came back, Batal Tanai. So those are the three cases of our Mishnah. And all the cases sound the same, that you reached the first city of the region you're going to, and therefore, when you come back, now already, you came back in 30 days. Good question. Harei Gitech, Kozman, Shever, the Pash, we have to see the Gemara, but the Pash Pshat HaKhidash is that those places are called the first in Gaul and first in Yehuda. If you just say the first case, do you know Kfar Sinai is the first place in Yehuda? No, you don't know. Geography, of course, yeah, very important geography. The first Mishnah in Gittin already set the right tone. It's all about geography, the first Mishnah. No, Grad of Mishnah is Akku's Keret Shol in the first Mishnah. That's a good Kash. Mishnah is a good Kash, is Akku's Keret Shol. We'll see the Gemara, Mishnah, we'll speak about Taisus, we'll speak the Gemara, we'll see about that. But the geography is very important. Agapodim, that's Pashat with the three Chiddush Mishnah, that these places are the first place. We'll see in the Gemara that it could be, it's not exactly the case. The fourth case in the Mishnah is, Hareze Gidech Kozman She'ever Mekenege Avanecha Shloishim Yoim, Vayaholech Uba. So if he says this is the get, Kozman She'ever Mekenege Avanecha Shloishim Yoim, he says, here's a get. If I don't see you for 30 days, it's a good get. And Vayaholech Uba, he always came into the house every day, he visited her. So is that a good get or not? Samara says, since he wasn't a yachad, he was a get. Now it's fair. He said, I'm not going to see a face 30 days. He saw her face 30 times. But so we'll see the Gemara about that, exactly what the Tanai was. Akapanim, so far we're holding by the beginning of this Mishnah that says, we're going to go now to the Gemara and talk about the first two cases of the Mishnah, which are exactly the same, like what she says, but a little different with the places. So there, the first two cases of the Mishnah, we're going to handle those cases. Case number one is, he's going for Yehuda to go, and he reaches on Tifras, he says, no, you came tonight, you came back, you came tonight. Second case is, I reached Kfar Sinai when I was going to Yehuda, so that's enough. So
part of the stuff was that I have to go there to come back?
Yeah, part of the thing, that's I spoke out, that Rashi speaks out, he spoke out in the Tanai, I'm going to go. And if I don't come back within 30 days, here's a get. He spoke out in Tanai. He spoke that out. 100%. Because what does it mean not coming back for 30 days? He went to the grocery store and ate pizza for 30 days in the pizza shop next down the block and didn't come back? That wasn't the Tanai. Tanai was going with Hudel to go. That means if he stayed in the pizza shop for 30 days, he would not get to that case. He says, Dafka, I'm going to go. That was the case. That's what he said. Once you reach a goal and he came back, you're ready to make kaimit tonight. So, otherwise, the main road, on Tifras, the goal have a kaimit. Stay there, that on Tifras and goal. We said, we reached on Tifras, the first city. You see from here that in Tifras is in goal. Viraminu asya akasha. Akasha, that we see that the places are wrong. Look at the Braisa. On Tifras, be Yehuda, the Kfaras, no, the goal. What's in the Braisa? And Tifras is Yehuda, and Kfar Sinai is in Gol. The geography is wrong in our Mishnah. It says here, and Tifras is Yehuda, and Kfar Sinai is in Gol. So how can you learn our Mishnah like that? And what does it say Vayter in this Braisa? Beintayim, in between the, let's say, what the Rashi explains the Braisa is saying is, and Tifras was the last city in the Yehuda, on the border, and Kfar Sinai was the first city in Gol. In between the two cities, it's like no man's land. Which means he says he's going to Golil, and he reaches Antifas. He never reached Gol. So there, the halach is that it's still a good get if he goes back to that place still. Kvar Sinai is in Gol. So and there he's with Kaimis tonight. What about in between? It's a suffix. Migureshav and Migureshav, which means if he's married to a Kohen, she'll be us to the Kohen. Maybe she's Migureshav. But in Migureshav means she can't get married. So what's the kasha? The kasha is that our Mishnah does not stem with this price and this after. Omabaya trei tnai ka'amala. Doesn't mean trei tanoi. Trei tnai ka'amala. There was two tnoim here. And you have to figure out the tnai like this. What he said is going from Yehuda to Golol. And we meant to say it's like this. Imatina legolol. If I reach Golol, la'alta havagita. To get mamish on the spot. If I'm on the way 30 days, means even in a pizza shop, if I'm on the way for 30 days, I don't come back, it will be a get. So what's the halacha in our Mishnah then? Hagila and Tifras, remember, it's Antifras, Gol Yehuda. The Braisa says Antifras Yehuda. So Hagila and Tifras, Vachozer, and it came back, the Loy Lagol, they never reached Gol, the Loy is doing Amishdai, Tlosav Yemen, they wait 30 days, Batal Tanai. A Tanai is Batal. So there's two Tanayim here. If you reach Gol, boom, it's a get. Antifras not goal. If you would have reached past Antifras, then you would have been a get. But he didn't reach it. And he didn't stay 30 days, he came back, so batal tanai. So there's two tanayim, and that's how you know, then that's how it stims with the Tosefta that says the halacha of that Antifras is in Yehuda and Kfar Sinai is in goal. So that's the first two cases of our Mishnah. We can learn both ways. The second case is the exact same thing, is that when you're going from Yehuda, from Golol to Yehuda, and you reach Kfar Osnoi, which is, the second case is Vegia Kfar Osnoi, which is still in Golol, so you never left. If you would have reached Yehuda, it would have been automatic again. But you didn't reach this. If you don't come back, if you come back within 30 days, the bottle of tonight. Let's see one more Gemara, because it's one Hemshech. Let's see one more Gemara here before we go to the next recording. Sounds like we learned for some reason, like Rashman points out, that we didn't go by his pshat in this part in the third case of Mishnah. We thought it was like the same way we thought originally, which means I'm going to Chutz Laaretz. Once I reach Akoy, I am in Chutz Laaretz already, and therefore the Tanai is batal. So Freit the Gemara, is that true? Akoy is in Chutz Laaretz. Which means when Talmidim came from Chutz Laaretz to Brisk and they came to Yerushalayim to learn, when they walked them back out to Chutz Laaretz, they walked them till Akoy and then they stopped. Why? Because the Ben Eretz Yisrael, that's what's going out to Chutz Laaretz. So Kiv Miftri Rabbanim Adodi Ba'Akoy have a Miftri. That was the place where they separated. Also lots of Meretz to Chutz Laaretz. Now I'll go from Meretz to Chutz Laaretz. So what do you see? Akoy is an Eretz Yisrael. On my baya, you're right. Akiz Eretz Shalom. Trei Tanoi Kamala. There were two conditions. Imatim Yom La Alta Lavagita. And that's what it says, if you're going to Chutzlar, Vidas Yam. But if you reached Akka, you're still in Eretz Yisrael. So, Ima Shtina Ba'orcha, Tosav Yoyim, La'asina La'avigita, then it should be a get. Hegil Akka V'chaz, Lo'im Vidas Yam Ota, you went to Akka, and you never reached Vidas Yam, but Lo'y Shtoy, Nami, Shtoy, Tosav Yoyim, you didn't wait 30 days, then bottle tonight, tonight is bottle. So what comes out of this Gemara? Comes out of the Gemara that Akka is part of Eretz Yisrael, right? So it comes out? Akka is part of Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah,
oh, so Rav Yosef is a big bucky in Shas and in Tosfos, but Shas with Tosfos. Tosfos of Beis Amin Aleph says from a Yeshalmi, so maybe he's a bucky Yeshalmi. The Tosfos brings a Yeshalmi that Akkai is half in Chutz Laaretz, half in Eretz Yisrael. So what was the problem in our Gemara? You know, it can't be wrong. Akkai is half Eretz Yisrael, half Chutz Laaretz. So how about the Armis is talking about the half in Chutz Laaretz, and this is talking about the half in Eretz Yisrael. What's the problem? So Tosfos asks the Kasha. Tosfos says he brings down the Yeshalmi. And he says, "Adi Gemara Perkvi Shechazui Paruch Lemerim Daake Merit Lav Merit to Shaul Hava Ha Hava Mitri Rabbanu Dodi Baakam Mitri Fishaler." So he says, "There also there the Mishnah Loi Basi Mekan Vatsoishim Yoyim Vegila Akoi." Our Mishnah that says that Vegila Akoi Vechazar Bittel Tnai has to be Hainu to the tzad of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because from the Yoytzim Eretz Yisrael Pegeya Tchila by the tzad of Eretz Yisrael. When you leave Eretz Yisrael, when it says a Gil Akkai, it doesn't make sense. It means the second half Akkai. You first reach the first half Akkai, and it's Vashmeri. Then that was the Raya. That was the Raya to the thing. But Lamai says it's true. Akkai is half Chutzar Eretz Yisrael. We're handling that part that you reach first, and that was a Kasha Kemiftra Adodi. You see, it's Eretz Yisrael still, and our Mishnah stands where you get the Chutzars. That's the Maharas to answer. Trei Tnai. There are two Tnayim here. There are two conditions here. If you reach Chutzars, then it's a good get. If not, nah.